Next, Dave Garraway.
Mama, 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 Monday.
No big hurry. Here we are. Plenty of time. Back to big restful weekend is all shot, huh? We got to try another big one. Start Monday with Connie Russell as my motto, or Jack Haskell, or Skitch Henderson. Feel 15 minutes right off the clock face as easy as can be. Look what I found on the APOR from Kalamazoo, Michigan this morning. Sergeant Herbert L. Timmons went to Korea, and he didn't have to, really. He was just too honest about something. He was too literal. What happened was he was working in South Bend, and his wife and child stayed in Kalamazoo, and draft papers arrived, and Timmons truthfully stated on the papers that he was not living with his family because he was working in one town, they were in another. So his draft board thought he meant he was separated, so they drafted him. And Timmons said, "By the time I figured out what happened, I was in the Army and I was on my way to Korea." Mr. Timmons, that's the beautiful part of it, pal. You don't have to figure out what happened. The Army's got guys that just sit there and figure out what happened for you. Oh, well, he spent enough time fighting, though, to collect a Purple Heart, a unit citation, a Korean citation, and corporal stripes. And he's going to be discharged on September 24th and welcome home. Dip, you know what's going to happen. 3 years from now, he's going to get a note from the Army saying, "We have made a mistake. You don't have to go to Korea after all." But it works about that way. This is that real pretty song, Jack. Where'd that come from? The one you had last week sometime.
Well, I don't know where it came from. It's just a new song, Dave.
It looks like one man wrote it and was afraid to admit it. The words are written by Alan Roberts and the music is written by Alan Roberts.
No, Robert Allen.
Oh, you had it backwards. No, I had it backwards.
I did?
Costello's on first, Rabbit Merrifield's on second, and the song is called Neither Am I.
Some things that you should know you don't.
Some things that you should do, you won't. You're seldom noticed in a crowd that passes by. But darling, neither am I. You always tell the oldest jokes. You're nervous with important folks. And when a movie's sad, you're not ashamed to cry. And darling, neither am I. Daily I find, dearest lover, little flaws in your design. Oh, what a joy to discover they're just like mine. So in our own peculiar way, we blunder through each happy day. Two lucky people, just because you're not inclined to pass a miracle by. And neither am I.
Father, I noticed you sang that entire thing with your eyes closed. What were you thinking about? Or you just close your eyes when you sing?
I was trying to remember what the lyrics were.
Good reason.
I think it's that he can't stand to look at Henderson.
Ashes of roses, saved through the years, and my book of prayer discloses all my treasured
Skitch just said that I shouldn't rib him about having a suit for every day in the week because he pointed out that you have one, too, and it's a good-looking one.
Yeah, I was going to confirm that. It's getting a little old, though. I'm getting another one the same color, so I won't be embarrassed when I change. Dark blue to dark blue. What you going to work on, Father? Honeysuckle rose?
Arranged after the style of Wolfgang Amadeus.
Wolfgang Amadeus. That was some Mozart boy, I tell you. Honeysuckle Rose, the way Mozart would have played it.
Mo who?
Mozart.
Oh, Mozart.
I guess you have to say it's art. Yeah. Yes, I'm sure you do. I heard a new parrot story. Parrot stories have been going on for years, but I don't think you've heard this one. This is about the guy who went in a pet shop and heard a parrot speaking French. So he asked the proprietor about him, and before much time went by, he owned this French-speaking parrot. Well, he took the parrot home, and when he got home, he was just dumbfounded to find that the bird also spoke English and German, just as well as French. So that night, he took the parrot with him to the lodge meeting, and he made bets with the guys present that he had a bird that could talk in three languages. They put up the money, and he whipped the cover off the cage and said, "Go ahead, talk." Nothing. He said, come on, talk." The bird just sat there looking at him. Well, he tried for about a half hour. Fruitless coaxing, the bird wouldn't make a sound. So he paid off and took the bird home, and when he got home, he whipped the cover off and he said, "Look, what you so stupid and stubborn for?" The bird just cocked his head to the side and said, "Just think of the odds we're going to get tomorrow night, man." Which I'm all for. Here's a little two-headed thing called Couldn't Be Cuter. That's sure right for Connie. And Jack.
You couldn't be cuter.
Plus that.
You couldn't be smarter.
Plus that intelligent face. You have a disgraceful
charm for me. You couldn't be keener.
You look so
fresh from the cleaner.
You are the little grand slam I'll bring to my family. My ma will show you an album of me that'll bore you to tears. And you'll attract all the relatives we have dodged for years and years.
And what'll they tell me?
Exactly.
What will they tell me?
They'll say you couldn't be nicer.
Couldn't be sweeter.
Couldn't be better.
Couldn't be smoother.
Couldn't be cuter, baby, than you are.
Well, now, that wasn't so hard, was it? 15 minutes? See, it's all gone by already.
Dave Garraway comes to you every weekday, Monday through Friday, with Connie Russell, Jack Haskell, plus Skitch Henderson, his piano, and his orchestra. The Dave Garraway Show comes your way through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.